said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
News out yesterday that the Rockpool on the Strand is closed again. Pretty crappy timing being the second week of the school holidays.
And just as it's starting to get really hot and for the long weekend, everything coming up, like, we don't have any idea when it's going to reopen, do we?
No, it could take a little bit of time. There's been an algae bloom. So what they've had to do is empty the rock pool and then, I guess, get in there with their pressure cleaners and stuff and actually have to clean the entire thing.
It's not a bad thing.
No.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
A good clean is always a good thing.
Yeah, particularly. But it did get me thinking, like, doesn't it seem to you like this happens a lot? Like, every 6 to 12 months or so, I feel like we're delivering the same news.
Yeah.
The rock pool on the Strand has to close again because there's some algae outbreak or it just needs a clean or something like that. And I thought it's happening so often. If council were really on it, they could make, like, one ad or, like, one community service announcement and just roll that thing out every time the rock pool closes again.
Just press play.
And I think I've worked out the perfect jingle for it. Dirty rock pool, you gotta clean your act up. The rock pool is so dirty. Damn thing's full of algae. If you swim, it could take your lifey. Sounds a bit risky. Swimming in the rock pool's always a little bit slimy. Makes your skin go a bit grimy. Particularly now it's full of algae. Like swimming in a turdy. Must be crazy. Stay away from the dirty rock pool. It.
Did you say swimming in a turdy?
Yeah, well, let's be honest now. It is the rock pool.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We're all about saving relationships here at Hit 103.1. And if there's ever a marital debate, we love to get involved and see if we can solve it. And there's one happening online at the moment by a guy named Bruno from Sydney. He has sparked a massive debate online when he and his wife were having a disagreement, and he thought, you know what, I'll put it out to the world so that I can prove that I'm right.
I know what I'd do. I'm going to air our dirty laundry.
Literally.
I'm going to let all of Australia weigh in on this because that'll help.
Literally, because it is about laundry. It is about the pegs on the clothesline. Bruno, good old Bruno, believes that you can leave the pegs on the line. So you just take your clothes off, pegs stay on the line, all good to go. His wife, Laura, prefers to take the pegs off the line when you take the load of washing off. And he just thinks it's a complete waste of time. So he's put it online to go, come on, guys, agree with me. Prove my wife wrong. You just leave the pegs on, right? And a storm has exploded. Yeah. A lot of people with differing opinions. And I'm like, come on, Bruno's so right.
No, it's such
a wasted effort to take the pegs off and put them on and take them off and just leave them there.
I have a very firm opinion on this topic. And as much as I love the idea of having, you know, supporting a bloke, you know, brothers in arms, all that sort of stuff when we're at war with our wives, I must agree with the wife in this circumstance.
Wow.
We are a 100%, you take the pegs off, and you put them in the peg basket household.
Are you really?
And the reason is, like, for me, if I'm hanging the clothes up and the pegs are already on the line, it's absolute anarchy. You're always moving pegs around to try and get the clothes on the line.
You slide them across.
But you're sliding all the time. The easiest thing to do is just take them out of the peg basket and peg. Out of the peg basket and peg. And then when it's time to take the clothes off the line, you do it in reverse, Gabrielle.
Nah.
It's not that hard.
It's such a waste of time. Leave the pegs on the line. They're ready to go anytime you need them. And done.
It's such a great idea. You're living in anarchy at your bloody clothesline, mate.
I feel like I've gotten this off my mum as well, because my mum's the same. My mum leaves all pegs on the heels hoist.
Well, see, that's funny, because my mum's always been a peg basket.
Oh, maybe it's in the genes.
Yeah, maybe it's a genetic thing. 13, 12, 16. Let's take this debate offline.
Yeah. Let's see if we can solve it for Bruno. Air. Because Cliffo and I obviously haven't solved it. We have very differing opinions. So 13, 12, 16. Do you agree with Bruno? Should the clotheslines stay on the line or should they be taken off?
I think it's a bit of a reflection of your life. And I think, you know, you can be a bit of a hot mess from time to time. And I think that is reflected on your heels hoist.
I cannot disagree.
Whereas I think out of the two of us, I'm probably the more structured. I like things the way they are kind of guy or whatever.
Yeah, your house would be 1,000 times tidier than mine. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Particularly in the laundry stakes. But 13, 12, 16, give us a call right now. Mm. Are you a peg basket household? So the pegs have to come off the line and directly into a peg basket? Or are you living in a crazy world? like Gabrielle.
No rules here.
No rules here.
Leave the pegs on the line.
Put pegs wherever I want.
Right.
Okay, Chloe, what's your opinion on the whole peg debate? Do you use the peg basket or are you just up for the free hanging pegs?
In a basket.
Wow.
Thank you.
What's going on? What's your reasoning? Any specific idea?
Yeah, well, I don't like them getting sun damaged and brittle in your hand when you go to put them back on and they break.
Mm.
And I also have a thing of colour. My pegs have to all be the same colour and the same make on the same line.
Whoa.
Otherwise, it just does my head in.
All right, you've just taken this a whole other step.
That's a whole other OCD level there, man. I don't know if I'm down with that. But thank you for the vote. We'll take another one. Beck on 13, 12, 16. Beck, peg basket or free hanging?
Basket, because we live in North Queensland. If you leave them on the actual line, they get like sun damaged and fall into the lawn, and then you mow them, and it's all just a mess.
Gabby, what about the sun damage?
Nah, if you get good enough quality pegs, they're good. I've had the same pegs for about 10 years now. They're fine.
Are you?
You haven't even lived here for 10 years.
No, I know, but
she moved them from place.
I've had them.
Sorry, Gabby. I feel that you're peg snobbing Beck and I. Like, oh, not my
pegs. If your pegs are breaking, then you're getting the crappy ones.
I've got the
good pegs. $10 pegs.
Yeah. Oh, look at me. I'm Gabby. I've got $10 pegs.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We do want to predict who is going to win the grand final of the NRL this weekend, Raiders versus Roosters. So we are finding Raiders' biggest fan in Townsville and Roosters' biggest fan in Townsville. And we called him something else that was very rude.
Was it? Let me hazard a guess here. Was it Rooters?
Maybe.
Is that what you were going to say?
I didn't mean to. It was just a sort of
get your mind out of the gutter.
But we're going to be issuing a couple of challenges to the biggest supporters of each team, and the result of those challenges will be the predictor for who's going to win the big grand final. Yeah.
So we're still after Townsville's biggest Rooster supporter. If you think you are or you know Townsville's biggest Rooster supporter, hit us up at our Facey page, Hit 103.1 Townsville. But we think we've locked in our Raiders supporter.
Yes.
Honourable mentions to, like, oh, God, like a stack.
There are a lot.
So many Green Machine supporters that hit us up.
I had no idea Canberra was so well represented up here.
But we found one guy by the name of Israel who's just next level. His wife actually sent through photos and stuff of him and
his
shrine to the Raiders. He's on the phone right now. Israel, just like exactly for how long have you supported the Green Machine, mate?
I've been a fan since 1986.
What made you a fan?
When Mel Meninga moved there. Oh. I used to play South in Brisbane.
He took a lot of Queenslanders with him, didn't he? Which is awesome.
He did.
So
yeah,
tell us a bit about your merch and how the house is set up in regards to the Green Machine.
Well, the main bedroom's sort of like a shrine to Canberra.
That's so romantic. Is it true? Have you even painted the walls of your house? The Canberra Raiders green?
They're green.
Yep.
The photo's incredible. We're looking at it now.
And I was hoping that it wasn't actually the main bedroom. I was hoping it was like the man cave or something, because I don't know how I would sleep. Those walls are glary.
Well, you turn the lights out and can't see them.
Pretty simple.
All right, sure.
But it's amazing, man, because in the photo you've sent us, like, you have Raiders cutouts, you have the frame stuff, you have all the collectibles and all that. And the walls are legitimately Raiders green. And you are a married man. Your wife didn't have any issues with this?
No, well, it was downstairs and she got me to move it upstairs and we made the downstairs room a playroom for my daughter.
So is she a Green Machine supporter too?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Have you converted
her? You've brainwashed her, haven't you, Israel?
The green has brainwashed her. Well, I love it. And we are going to get you involved in some of our challenges this week so we can predict who's going to win the grand final this weekend, Israel.
It's going to be the Raiders.
Well, we will find out.
The mighty Green Machine. So good to meet you, Israel. And we'll catch up more soon, okay?
Yep, no worries at all.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1. Anti-exercise on Hit 103.1.
I really want to get active, Cliffo. I really want to get out and get fit, but I've come to the realisation the gym is not for me. It's not something that I enjoy, and if I don't enjoy it, I'm not inclined to keep going back. So I thought, well, let's see what else is out there, because there might be something I find that I really love, and that means I will actually be motivated to go.
In essence, it's tricking your brain.
Yes, exactly.
Into exercising. And this is a very interesting experiment because I think there'd be a lot of people who are in this boat.
Yeah.
Who want to be physical, they want to be active.
But the gym is just not your scene.
Treadmill and the rower and the step machine.
Throw it out.
Cross train, it's not for you.
Nah, throw it out because there's so many other options. We put this out there a couple of weeks ago on our Facebook page and on air, and we got so many suggestions of alternative ways to exercise. So every week I'm going to trial one different way and see how it goes. So this week it was cardio tennis. It was my trial exercise. And I was a bit concerned because I love tennis. Mm. I used to play when I was really young. Haven't played since I was 14. But with the word cardio in it, I was like, not a fan of cardio. So I don't know if I'm going to enjoy this. So I pulled Paula aside, who actually runs cardio tennis in North Ward, and I asked Paula exactly what to expect from the session.
So cardio tennis is, it's not coaching and it's not boot camp. It's a little bit of everything. We run around, hit a few balls, have a bit of laugh, and it's all pretty chill.
So you have no idea that you're exercising because it's so much fun?
Absolutely.
That's the plan, right?
That's it, that's it. You won't even know what's happening until you're covered in sweat.
Great.
Sounds good.
She wasn't wrong. I was sweating up a storm. I actually wore a sweatband because I wanted to look real tennis-y.
What a tosser.
And I pulled out my tennis racket from when I was 14 years old. Had to re-grip it because it was all deteriorating and moldy. So I got there and it was great. And I actually did have a really good time, but I did learn a few lessons. One, don't hit the instructor with the ball. I'm not very good at aiming, and hitting her in the groin is not a way to make a first impression.
I think that not just for cardio tennis, in life.
Just in life?
Just don't hit the person of authority in the groin area.
And if you're interested in doing cardio tennis, I also learned that, it's good if you're able to hit the ball, but you don't have to hit it well. That's okay.
You know, that's a really good point.
You don't have to be able
because
to be good at tennis.
Because you're still running to chase it. Regardless of whether or not you hit it.
It literally does not matter if you're not
great. You're
still
getting the workout, yeah.
Totally. And the third lesson I learned, and this was a big one, don't push yourself too hard too fast because you'll end up stacking it in front of everybody while your boyfriend films. And this is exactly what happened. Nev is so
a lot of support
helpful.
From Nev there. We've got the video
it's
evidence of this too.
On camera, it's slow-mo and everything.
Oh, mate.
You gotta check it out.
This is the best instant replay of the year, mate. And I watch a lot of rugby league coverage, but this replay of you stacking it on the tennis courts at North Ward, made my week.
It hurt, but
despite
the bloody knee, Cliffo, I want to go back.
You're gonna get
it. It was actually so much fun. I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. This anti-exercise, the first cab off the rank, was a raging success. I loved it. But yeah, go check out the video. Hit 103.1 Townsville on Facey because, the stack is worth it if nothing else.
Keep listening every Tuesday for more of Gabby's anti-exercise and, let's be honest, probably more injuries.
Probably.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Get up. With Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Right now, Townsville's getting a large, oversized video game console in the CBD.
Who needs the rock pool when you've got a video game
to
play?
Yeah, sure, we're taking away your rock pool for a while, but how about this? So, Council's going to drop 50 grand, which I actually think is money well spent to reinvigorate the CBD a bit. And they're going to get this massive joystick, as big as a person, and a couple of buttons, a retro-style controller.
Yeah.
And it's going to be attached to the big TV at Flinders Square. And so the idea is anyone can come along and play games for free.
Anytime?
I'd say so, yeah.
That'd be great.
They might turn it off weird times and stuff. But
at night time or something.
Yeah. But 13, 12, 16, we want your game suggestions.
Mm.
And I went something more classic. I think your Tetris or your Space Invaders or something.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Mario Kart.
Crowd favourite.
It probably has to be a simple one if there's only a joystick and two buttons, hey?
It needs to be two-player compatible as well, they say. But 13, 12, 16, lots of calls coming through. Susan, straight up, what's your game suggestion, mate?
I think I've never played it, but I think it should be Finding Nemo.
I didn't even know that was a game. What's involved in that?
I've never played it. I've just seen the ads for it,
gotcha.
But I thought it fits in with the Barrier Reef.
Well, yeah, it's very on theme.
Yeah, very on theme.
Yeah, no, I'm not against that.
I do like that you say what's involved in that. I would imagine the purpose of the game would be to find... Nemo.
Well, you make assumptions. It doesn't always pan out for you.
True. It makes you and me look like an ass, doesn't it? 13, 12, 16. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya. What game should go on the big, oversized video game console at Flinders?
Battleship.
Battleship. Yes, classic board game made into a video game. I love it.
Do love it.
Very classic. Would be awesome.
Yeah, and I think old school classics probably the way to go, because that way, you know, older people who are around when, I don't know, Commodore 64 and all that old school stuff was around, they can enjoy it, and then newbies can jump on anything.
And I think any new age video game is just too complicated.
Yeah.
It's too hard. I don't understand it.
No Call of Duty?
No Call of Duty.
No COD. We're Fo and Gabby.